The touch objects assembled here are all original artefacts from the V&A's collection and include two carved pieces of wood and a bedpost. The two small carved pieces are displayed one behind the other. They were both made in France. The nearest is a drawer front with a central keyhole made between 1600 and 1650, carved from rich brown-red walnut, a wood with a tight, straight grain that can be carved finely and polished easily to a smooth finish. The other is probably part of the oak frame of a cupboard front. It's slightly rougher and was made earlier, between 1520 and 1550. The drawer front, 40 centimetres long, is carved in low relief. A plain border along the top, bottom and right side frames a tumultuous scene of five writhing, open-mouthed horses and two bare-chested men, all up to their waists in churning water. The horses are mythological seahorses, and the men, sea gods, mermen, known as tritons. The horses are in two groups, each with a merman amongst them, surging towards each other from opposite sides. The merman on the left carries a curved horn at his side and grips the neck of one of his horses. The merman on the right holds a shell-like horn in one hand and brandishes what might be a large jawbone in the other. The legs of the two horses in front tangle beneath the keyhole as the groups collide. Immediately to the right of the keyhole, the carving is particularly delicate. The horse here, with a mane like squirming snakes, neck sinews taut, whips its head round as the horse behind clambers up onto its serpent-like haunches. The second touch object is slightly smaller. It's made of oak, the wood darkened with age, and the carving, a festoon of leaves and flower buds, less refined. Oak is strong like walnut, but its wider, more open grain makes it less suitable for detailed work. This is an upright framing piece, probably from a cupboard front. It has tongues, known as tenons, top and bottom, with holes for fixing pegs. Standing on the floor to the right of the panels is a third touch object, made in England around 1760. It's a bedpost 2.5 metres tall, carved from mahogany and polished to a deep brown lustre. Mahogany is a tropical hardwood, particularly suited to carving as it has a tight grain, fine to medium texture, and is easily worked and polished. There's a real contrast here between smooth surfaces and sharp details. The base of the bedpost is rectangular, with a channel into which other parts of the bedframe would have slotted. Above, a vase-shaped baluster with upward spiralling leaves is topped by a circular capital, turned on a lathe before the baluster was carved. The upper two-thirds of the post resemble a bunch of rods bound by a spiralling ribbon, with another capital and a cube-like block at the top.